Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Jeff Ritter.
No, we're not going back to that anymore.
I'm not even saying anything.
Come on. The last episode, we've heard from your high school virginity loss.
I know.
Now to Jeff, what's the next
you
step?
Brought
would be calling,
yeah. You brought me back.
You want us to call Jeff Ritter now? You want me to call?
We
fucking
should call
Jeff Ritter.
We should get Jeff Ritter on.
We should get Jeff Ritter on a show.
What would
that
he say? That he took your virginity?
Dude,
also,
the thing is though, Ross, you would Jeff is funny and Jeff is quick and he's witty and he would sit here and he would make us all laugh. And then Jeff would feed into what you want too, Ross. I want the dirtiest story on Jared. Jeff would be like, I got it.
Come on. Look, we had your high school girlfriend on.
More.
She already said you were a nice guy up until the popular, you turned the popular girls against her. But you were already a nice guy. You were already a nice guy at that point.
I was vengeful though. I was very vengeful.
You still are now. Like that's not changed. Let's be fucking real. You'll burn down somebody's house with one match. You'll figure it out. You'll figure it the fuck out. Burn their house down with one match.
I know. By the way, Rocco, real quick before we jump into this this stink donkey, I got the best portrait from a fan of Danny Trejo. It's a limited edition portrait, hand painted by this artist, one of 100 that currently hangs on my wall in a gold frame. And I thought of you.
No shit.
It's dope as fuck. Yeah.
Damn it, dude. I've been writing That's this so artist funny. On Instagram. I want him to paint me a custom painting of me hanging out with Rick and Morty.
Oh, all right. All right.
Like, I That's want that funny. In my office, though. Like, I want a beautiful oil of just me, Rick, and Morty. As if we're friends.
I get a fun fact for you, Jared. You know whose podcast is higher than Rick and Morty, the creator of Rick and Morty?
No.
Who's?
Ours. Ours is.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
It's he's got a show called Harmontown. I dig his whole shit. He did Community. He did Rick and Morty, but our show destroys his. So.
Good to know.
Sorry, not sorry. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. Nah. Look, they don't get as raw as this, though. Like, let's be realsies. Let's be realsies.
Nobody gets as raw.
You
as
gotta
this.
Be real. You gotta be real.
Not even the guys I fucked girls get fucking dark as us.
I know.
I haven't even heard of that. Is that a fucking podcast?
It is. And they're consistently right. How many episodes
Rachel,
they
is
have?
It Rachel and Corinne?
Yeah, yeah. How many episodes do they have?
They have close to 150-200 maybe.
Oh, all right.
I'd have to relook. I haven't checked on him in a while.
We're well behind. By the way, everybody is counting down our 100th episode. It is Christmas Day.
Well, dude, you just knocked 97 out of the park with going back to virginity. Like again, we did something no one's ever really done. You got me all fucking speechless
That's
for a little while.
Funny-ish.
I didn't know
what to say.
That was a great night. That was a great night.
And then this is 98 here. Yeah. So,
dude,
we're having fun, and then 99. What are we gonna do for 99?
We're close as shit.
Hey, 99. We just play Luff Balloons on repeat for an hour straight for the audience.
Should we do
sponsors, and then we play 99 like, Luff Balloons over and over for
dude,
an hour
Ross,
straight?
What if we use? What if we just we do sponsors, and then we just play the Tarantino intermission music? For an hour.
Oh, for Hateful Eight? I would. Yeah. I would.
Dude, you know, me and Jared were talking about, like, we got to do more single episodes, but we were thinking, what if you do a single episode, like a challenge?
Yeah, it's between the four of us.
Yeah, the four of us. One person by themselves.
You have to be by yourself for an
hour,
episode.
And can you entertain for 1 hour of entertaining shit, and then they vote who fucking had the best episode?
Oh, boy. I look.
I almost feel like Ross.
I already know my
it,
topic, though.
I don't
I
even
want to.
I don't want to pat my own back here, but I could talk
I don't
to myself
know. I think
for
I
an
could,
hour.
I think I could give Ross
myself.
A run for his money.
I'm up for the challenge. I don't know. I'm up for the challenge, but at least entertainment.
You have to do sponsors, though. That's the thing. You have to do sponsors
that's fine.
As well.
And you know what the real thing would be? The downloads in 24 hours.
Yeah, that's the vote.
The vote would be how many?
I don't know, because that varies. You can't put that on that.
You're exactly right, and I'll tell you why. Because people go back to their favorite episodes. Like, for example, Kurt and the Coke Shitter. Was one of our fourth or fifth episodes, and it's one of our highest downloaded of all time. But at the time, it wasn't, because people were like, "Oh, I didn't get it." And then they went back and listened to the Two Buzz to Air, and they were like, "Oh my God, Ross was talking to a fictional person for an hour," and they're like, "That's become a thing." Where it's
our
just
titles
like,
are great, by the way. Like you know what? I would like a piece of artwork. If there's any artists out there that do art, I would like a something that involves all the titles of 100 episodes.
That would be awesome.
That
would be amazing.
Because our titles are fucking crazy.
They're great. Jesus. And they're just as crazy as the show, if not crazier. Some of them we can't print. Rocco's, the Glory Holes and Polygamy was a fan fave. That was a big one.
That was a good one.
That's funny.
That was a big one.
I would love a piece of art that involves all the titles of art. That would be cool to hang up in the office. Cool. You know?
Where can they ship? Where can they ship that, Jared? Where can they send that to?
Oh man,
The Black Rifle Coffee Office. I'll get that address later. I don't have that address right now.
Are we getting rid of the PO box here?
Yeah.
Send it to the Black Rifle Coffee Office. And with that, let's jump into the show, shall we, kids? As always, we got a few sponsors who pay for this shit. Still, to this day, shocked. 98 episodes in, Actually, we're probably about 105, and we've deleted like 7 because they were too fucking crazy. boy, God, you know which ones
still,
we're talking about.
I still remember that one. I got real fucked up.
Yeah, you did. I saved your life that night. I saved your life that night. Is what
Thank
I did,
you, Ross. Thank you, Ross.
First up, we got a new one to the show, but an instant fan fave. Havenlock.com. Do you feel safe at your house? You shouldn't. Isn't there fucking evil people out there?
Do you try and make out with girls and their dads break the door down?
Yeah. And if you do, look, it'll take an average dad, even with a dad bod, 3 kicks to kick down a bedroom door to stop a Jared Taylor from making out with your daughter. But with a Havenlock, it'll take more than 50. That'll give a Jared Taylor plenty of time to jump out the window. Go to Havenlock.com. To fight off the fathers and try to lose your virginity, get the finest lock in the land. It'll keep you safe. It'll keep you warm. It'll give you a nice peace of mind. They were started on Kickstarter. They were funded with over $100,000 worth of shit. Like that's insanity. They're veteran owned. It is the best lock in the biz for all your doors. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros, and you get the lock for $99. So that's actually fucking incredible. Love those guys at Havenlock. Big fan. Next up, we got StrikeForceEnergy.com. I need a little of it tonight. I'm fading tonight. I was watching the World Series. I put a few squirts in my vodka. StrikeForceEnergy.com is the tastiest, tiniest little tin pouch full of energy. It goes in all liquids, waters, beers, liquors. You name it, it goes right in the fucking belly of the beast, and it'll keep you going. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off. They have subscriptions, monthly subscriptions. They ship anywhere in the entire fucking world. And last but not least, they got bottles. They got 750 milliliter bottles I know, so do I. They pump out 100 servings of those motherfuckers.
It looks like a Starbucks fucking syrup bottle.
I know, it is the greatest invention ever. And I literally can't thank them enough. Like
I put some in my armpits.
For Rocco, for me, it ties them with whoever was the genius at McDonald's who started serving breakfast all day. That took them so long. Oh, God. But you know what, Strikeforce, it didn't take them long. Like they figured that shit out real quick, and they were like, "Oh fuck,
fast.
People are crack junkies. They're gonna need this shit real quick." So big fan. Bruce Schley and the boys have figured out the fucking magic there. next up, we get TartarusOrdinance.com.
I wish a motherfucker would.
The finest home defense ammunition club in the whole goddamn land. Look, kids, they deal firearms. They deal home defense ammunition. They have a subscription. You can get bullets shipped to your house every month.
They date all the way back to Troy. The leader of Troy said, "Let that fucking horse in. I got Tartarus.
I'll blow that fucking horse away.
Yeah,
dude, I don't care.
Let
if
that wooden
biscuit.
Horse
I'll
in. I got
blow
Tartarus.
That fucking horse out of the
Let
sky.
The fucking horse in. Yeah. Tartarus. Let the horse in.
Let the fucking horse in. That's their new slogan. Let the horse in.
That needs to be a Tartarus commercial. Tartarus,
so good.
Tartarus, please just put some money out to some producers. Film the people of Troy, you know, blocking the door with the wooden horse, and he just goes, "Let him in.
Let the horse in.
Let the horse in. I have Tartarus."
Go to TartarusOrdinance.com for all your home defense ammunition needs. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of everything in the entire store. That's including firearms, that's bullets. If you're teaching a tactical class in fucking Utah and you order 50,000 rounds, you still get 10% off using the promo code Drinking Bros. That's Kenny Gunner and the boys. We love those guys. Next up.
Is that a band?
I should be. Kenny Gunner and the boys. Kenny Gunner and the fucking Three Dick Tricklers.
It sounds like a good band.
Sounds like Young Guns, a movie.
It sounds like a jug band, like a nice 80s country jug band.
They sound like a posse, like a Western posse that were out there killing people.
They're in Louisiana. You know, I'm going down to see Kenny Gunner and the boys.
Yeah, Kenny Gunner and the boys. Kenny Gunner and the boys.
That guy plays a mean trash can.
Yeah. Hey, if you're going down there, make sure you're armed. You're going to run into Kenny Gunter and the boys. it sounds like a gang that fucking Wyatt Earp took out in the
1800s. It's a posse. Yeah. It's like a fucking Western posse.
It's an old school posse.
Who are you? Man, I'm Kenny Gunter and these are my boys. We'll fuck you up with our Tartarus ordinance.
You never heard us. We're called Kenny Gunter and the boys.
Man, we'll fuck your butt up, man. We're Kenny Gunter and the
We're
boys.
Gonna fuck your butt.
Yeah. Spread your cheeks. We're gonna put a, bullet in them cheeks.
I got fresh ammunition.
We need a video of someone pooping out bullets.
Yeah. And then it, like a bullet comes out and it's just the tip. And you're like, it's for hollow tips. It's for hollow
just
tips.
Just the tip.
Yeah. Just a hollow tip.
The hollow tip collection. It's all set.
Hollow tip collection.
Oh yeah, it's just the hollow tip collection. If you guys did a commercial for the hollow tip collection, it was a Calvin Klein cologne,
Calvin
it would be
Klein,
awesome.
And then someone shitting out rounds on the floor like fucking rabbit poop. Yeah. What? Don't clean it. I'll be home in a minute.
You show up with an ammo can and a smile.
Just the hollow tip.
Just the hollow tip.
Next up, we got warfightertobacco.com. Well, we heard we got a new co-owner. It's Rocco. Rocco.
We heard. No, actually, what was funny is in between the last episode and this one, we got a letter from them with a cease and desist saying, stop telling people you own the company.
For what?
You.
For Warfighter Tobacco.
He got mad at me.
I jumped the gun. Paperwork, ink wasn't on paper.
I actually just lost the company.
I know. You actually just lost the company money. No. But in all sincerity, WarfighterTobacco.com, the finest cigars in the whole goddamn land. They're made with Cubano seeds, hand-rolled in the Dominican Republic by some of Rocco's relatives. Now that he's a part owner in the company,
they've got two new cigars that are going to be released, Monica and the Potato Dick.
Yeah, we're working on the Monica for real. I just text the boys.
Yeah, what do you say?
They're like, dude, fuck.
The Monica. So, yeah. It's real.
The Monica would sell out, by the way.
I want it with a really classy label, right? A really classy band.
Super classy band. The Monica. Yeah, it's real fat in the middle.
Oh God, pink in the middle. You nailed it. I love it.
Smells like a winner.
Or maybe it's got like a bulbous on the front.
Yeah, and it just
it's got
says,
a head on it.
Yeah, if it's good enough for the president, it's good enough for you. You know,
the presidential line.
Oh God, that'd be so great.
Oh God,
the slick Willy.
These cigars come in condoms.
It keeps the moisture.
That's your
no need for a humidor. It comes in a condom now.
No need for a humidor. These cigars come in condoms.
We should wrap the night. Last but not least, we got A Night She Cries While He Rides the Sea. We should put that book in a condom too.
I told you that before. I should have come in a condom. Or a cum rag.
Either one is fine. It's the finest piece of literature ever written. If you like Airplane or Blazing Saddles or Range 15. Or Deadwood. Pick up A Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. It's written by Ross Patterson, the greatest fucking writer.
You should edit it to be a kid's book.
Oh, could you imagine? It would be one word.
It would be so funny.
It would be one word. Tomorrow, and that would be it. That would be just the one word tomorrow.
The end.
I think it's because a lot of people said Range 15. I think Range 15 was third or fourth for most fucks in a book. I think A Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed is second. It's all about killing dudes and fucking people. So...
fucking chicks.
It's in bookstores everywhere. Walmart.com now finally has it. Barnes & Noble, all that shit. Grab it. Or grab it on Audible. It's the greatest goddamn book ever spoken and or written.
If you want to smell amazing while reading at night, she cries while he rides his steed.
What do we get? Go on over to
art15clothing.com and pick up some Navy Seal.
Navy Seal cologne.
I know we've fragrance you can trust your life with.
I'm actually fixed. I can't have kids. I just got someone pregnant.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Navy Seal.
Navy Seal. Navy Seal. Hey, by the way, but here's the thing, guys. Because we got a lot of emails saying, is this product real? Yes, it is real.
Yes. Oh,
Navy Seal cologne is real on art15.com.
It's a fragrance you can trust your life with.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. It's a fragrance.
Fucking great.
Yeah, it's a fragrance that'll kill Bin Laden. That's how fucking good it is.
Bin Laden. It's a scent that would kill Bin Laden.
It's a scent.
That's an ad.
Yes.
I'm going to do that. Russ, I just saw a cool comment on the Drinking Bros podcast Instagram.
Oh, shit.
By Austin Charles Jordan.
Okay.
He says, just heard about you all a month ago, and I'm powering through all the old episodes trying to catch up. Drinking Bros fills that fucked up dick-shaped hole in my heart. Love your shit.
Wow.
What a nice guy.
I want shirt. Can we make that a quoted shirt?
Drinking Bros fills that fucked up dick-shaped hole in your heart.
God, seriously, we need
that. Would be really funny. One.
Hit him up. See if we can make that as a quote. If it isn't mine, we're going to use it as a quote and put it on a shirt.
Yeah.
I think it's a fucking perfect shirt.
It's on this one.
Which one is it? Got it.
That's a good one. By the way, speaking of filling holes, Jared, you can elaborate on this. You sent me this video today from Vice. The first ever male sex doll? Girl was hot. Like
what?
Yeah.
So, no. She was good looking. She was outgoing too.
She
attacked this story like a true journalist.
Crushed it.
You know? Like it was, and had sex with the doll like it was an investigative journalism piece. Like,
yes.
She was talking to the camera like, oh man, this feels real. I could do this a lot.
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. I gotta see this. You gotta send me the link to that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Vice did an amazing piece.
Vice does some good stuff.
It's a 10-minute video. Yeah. They talk about these people that are making some of the most realistic sex dolls out there that range between $8,000 and $14,000.
So was she riding him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she was
making out with a doll as well, which I thought was weird.
No, she was touching. She like slept with it. Like,
yeah.
She slept overnight with it. Now, I do feel that I think they need to add a heating portion in it. I think that's kind of what you would miss.
Yeah, but then like, you're not you simulating. But here's the thing. You're not simulating a real man then if you're heating it. Like, then you're just simulating like what you want.
Well, 98 points.
No, No, I mean, like, if you're going to sleep with it overnight, like, it should put off some body heat. Like,
so you
sleep good, you know?
I'm watching it right now, but go ahead, continue. This is crazy.
So like one of the interesting things is this company that does these dolls and everything. They've gotten very popular recently.
Yeah,
they're very good.
Yes, they have.
Very very meticulous at their work. Like they have a lot of patents and stuff on this.
Tons of patents.
They have created one of the most popular sex toys in the last 2 years, and it is a foot with a vagina in it.
So, because people with foot fetishes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You're joking me.
No. And it was a custom request from a client, and the dude that does all the shaping and the molding and everything was like, oh, dude, that sounds hilarious. I'm going to do that right now. Well, that became, once they had photos of that up on their site, they said that became one of the most popular sex toys in the last 2 years.
You're joking me.
It's funny because you know
it's a realistic foot with a vagina.
But the foot fetish thing is always just kind of tripped me out. Like that, it's not my thing. But
imagine a foot some that
people,
you could. Fuck.
But some people fucking like that shit, right? Yeah.
If you have a foot fetish, now you can get one with a vagina.
Wow, that's crazy. I mean, but what is happening? My question is what is happening? And like, because this woman, by the way, and whether it was an act or not, I don't know. You'll have to watch the video on Vice. But she seemed like genuinely like, oh, I'm definitely gonna fuck this doll again. That's the vibe you got, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they made that doll for her, though. Like, that was her. They gave her, like, a $15,000 doll for free.
Pretty much what she wanted.
So what? Yeah. What if you got one of those, you wouldn't fuck it?
But I watched the video. It's
into it.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, but here's the thing is, like, it's still a fucking, like, fake.
She said, this is better than a Tinder date.
And I get. I can't. All right, I can understand why it's better than a Tinder
date. I'm not with you on this, Ross, because this is one step closer to human dog.
I'm not gonna lie to you, dude. I'm watching the video. She looks into it. And I'm kind of like, dude, if there was a female version, I'd have
There's
one.
A female version.
Right, no, and there is. But
you guys are fucking crazy. There's no
I'd
way.
I'd definitely buy one. There's no way.
You could put it in all positions, too.
If I can convince my girl, like, up. Listen, do you mind if I put her in the bed with us?
Yes. Like, no, 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 you make out with me.
No
like, I'm
way
gonna fuck this sick doggy
that.
Style. You make out with me.
Like, no oh my God. Way would
what?
You
I can't even imagine.
I would do it.
I would no.
It's my only way to a threesome.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
I've never had a threesome.
I would do it in a heartbeat, but I'm wondering if, like, if I tell my girl, I'm gonna tell her tonight. See if she
yeah,
like,
I'm
let
gonna
me
tell
do it.
My wife tonight. Can I buy this doll that's as much as a car?
Listen,
can I fuck it
I
while you're there?
I don't ever want to have two girls at the same time that are real.
Yeah,
but you and a
one
doll,
fake one.
Would you let me fucking do this?
No,
I'm sorry that.
I'd be down with that.
so you would fuck the
why
doll.
Does your doll look like Hillary Duff?
Can I don't know. Can you help me clean this out?
yeah, how do you wash
you're in the
that?
Yard
how do you
out front? Yeah. The
its legs
process.
Are open? How do you wash
you're
the
just
doll?
Just hitting it straight in the crotch is with
this,
a fucking
is this
hose?
Dishwasher safe?
You're folding up a body into a dishwasher? Like, oh,
no,
hey,
no.
Kids.
Even better, Ross.
Your kids come home from school, they get off the bus, you're folding up a body and stuffing it in the dishwasher?
No, no. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. You're in a robe, Ross. This thing is fucking back down on the yard with its legs spread open while you're hitting it in the vagina with a fucking hose.
The hose?
Like, and the neighbor just comes out to get his paper, and you just wave.
Hey, Bob. Good to see you. How about that Cubs game last night?
Sorry, she was starting to stink. I got to hose her out.
God,
sorry, she was starting to stink. I've got
can
to
that be,
hose
can that
her
be,
out.
Can that be the title of the episode? Sorry, she was starting to stink.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. That might be the end of our podcast, too. Like, that would be the last episode people listen to.
No way. That's not even close to where we've gone.
Most downloaded episode. I have to see what you're saying.
Yeah, this
sorry,
is 98.
She
we're
was starting to
for 100.
Stink. So I can't. Funny. I here's the thing. I could never get down on that. Like, I could never fuck a doll.
I could.
Really?
No,
I
couldn't.
I got an imagination, man. I would fucking put myself in a whole different fucking world.
Do you not masturbate?
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, but like, but I've never fucked a doll. Like, have you guys fucked a doll?
I've fucked everything else in my goddamn house, like fucking
shampoo bottles,
apple juice bottles when I was younger. Can't fit in those anymore.
Peanut butter jars,
all
that
kinds of
hard.
Weird shit. So
that's
now,
hard.
If you have a fucking chick,
a doll that you get to choose what she
and
looks
did you
like
see
too.
The, like when she was touching it, the skin moves
yeah,
like
skin
real.
Moves. There's
dude.
A skeletal.
No,
there's
it looks realistic.
System, everything. There's hair. Like, there's, I mean, and you can pick.
Does it have a voice box where
you
can
No, it's
pick.
Dead. It's dead.
You could
it's
pick
a dead
what
thing.
You want
well,
it to
then,
look
see,
like.
Now that you say it's dead, I'm more into it now.
Oh, of course you are, you fucking
dude,
gas station
you imagine,
zombie fucker.
You imagine I just sneak into Rocco's house and I position her in like the squatting position in the living room and then I put a puddle underneath her and he just walks in like,
oh, God.
You're getting ruined.
Yeah, memories.
Oh, God.
Your buddy is just helping with the fantasy.
Oh, boy. I'm going to run for mayor one day and now I've got to live with this episode.
I'm just saying, like, I don't see, like...
I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't either. Like,
no,
especially you can have whoever.
Have
you
ever
want.
Used a fucking? Have you ever used a? What are those things called?
No, no. Look,
flashlight.
No, I've never used a flashlight. I've never used a pocket pussy or a rubber. Yeah, never used a pocket pussy. Never used a rubber vagina. Yeah.
Did you hear him? He only used the one flesh fucking light that we used for the fucking ultimate finish. People drank from that thing.
I know.
You're kidding me. You were fucking kidding me.
Dude,
who
was it washed? Did you wash it out?
I don't know. He's a
slave. Oh,
I'm
no.
gonna forget that whole thing even exists.
I don't remember who drank out of it though. It wasn't any of us.
It wasn't any
it
of us.
It was like Drinking Bros or something like that.
Look, as long as it wasn't any of us, we're fine. But Jesus, Jared. Jesus.
God, you can't take him anywhere.
I definitely used a staple gun, stapled that bitch to the wall, and just fucked it.
Oh my God. And you're come on, Ross. This guy's not gonna fuck a doll. He fucked a hole in the wall.
He stapled a fleshlight to a wall and just fucked it. Holy shit. So
yeah, because look, Ross, it's because if you have it out of its housing, and for those of you that have these out there, if you staple the ends to the wall, it'll get real stretchy, and you use the negative force on there for it. It works. Trust me, try it.
Oh, yeah, you're going into science, G-forces? Yeah. Science. Yeah. Oh, come on, Jared. You're better than this.
It's better than having Evan hold it through his thighs.
God.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
It's not
Wait
gay.
Till Evan Hafer hears about this.
He's that's like, not gay.
JT, I'm trying to sleep.
No, just hold this for me. Just hold this for me.
Can you tighten up your hands a little bit more?
Just hold this for me between your thighs. Well, I just need to.
If you insert the fleshlight into a dude and then fuck the fleshlight, is it gay?
Oh, no.
It just sounds like a lot of stuffing.
No.
I mean, you got a couple of shoehorns. You're good. That thing's in there.
Jesus, I would never fuck that thing.
There's no way we've gone this far. There's nowhere to turn. There's nowhere to turn back to. So I'll fuck it.
Back
to
the doll.
I'll give you guys a fucked up story. Speaking of a doll. So I did a movie about the greatest wiffle ball player of all time. I think it was in like 2010 or 11.
Dude, the guys at Baseballism were hitting me up about that. Like, dude, I think that's the only wiffle ball movie in the world
ever. And it's yeah. super funny. It's me and one of the, I wrote it. It's one of the guys from Super Troopers. It's become like a cult classic. It's called, the Ted Whitfield story. It's a really fucking funny mockumentary about the greatest wiffle ball player of all time. But in that movie, there was a sex doll. So I produced it as well. So I had to call and try to get sex doll. Same with Range 15. Ironically, yeah. fucking, you know, 6 years later, I had to call and get a sex doll. So I called around and there was a guy who was like, I got a sex doll for you. You got to use this sex doll. It's the best fucking sex doll you'll ever have. And I was like, all right, cool. What is it? And he's like, do you know Tara Patrick? And I was like, No, I don't know Tara Patrick. You do, and everybody else does. So
I do, yeah.
I looked her up, massively famous porn star. Had just at the time come out with her own collection of sex
She's
dolls.
One of the first ones. She's yes. one of the first ones.
Yes. Yeah. So they were like, oh, dude, if you're going to use a sex doll, and if you're going to have a sex doll in a movie, it's got to be Tara's. Like, it's the best sex doll there is or whatever. I'm going to send you one. And I was like, no, I'm good. Like, I don't need the thing or whatever. And he's like, no, you gotta fuck this doll. You gotta fuck this doll, kid. And that's how he talked to me. Like,
fuck this doll, kid.
You gotta fuck this doll, kid. It's the best sex doll of your life. You gotta fuck this doll, kid. And I was like, look, I'm not gonna fuck the doll. And he goes, what's your address? Give me your fucking address. Like, I'm gonna send you about 10 of these.
Doll, kid.
You gotta fuck this doll, kid. And I was like, oh my God, please don't do this. But on the other hand, we needed a sex doll for the movie. So I didn't have a choice but to give this guy my fucking address, and he sends me 10 of these Tara Patrick sex dolls. So I get them. Yeah, they show up at the house. I get them, you know, and I'm thinking this is going to be like this amazing doll, like in the Vice, like in this Vice piece that you showed me, Jared. I was like, holy shit, it's going to be an amazing life. Like, no. It was a fucking blow up plastic doll, same as Range 15. The only difference is it was Tara Patrick's real face instead of like a fake doll face on it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it was clear and it was see through, except for Tara Patrick's face was on it, and it had like an outlining of her tits on it, and but it was still plastic, like a hard plastic, like
the vagina was too.
Yeah, the whole fucking thing was. Geez. And I was like, what? So
what were they thinking?
That's what I said. I called the guy and I was like, hey man, I got the doll. I'm down with using the doll. Like, as long as the price is right, like, you know, producing wise, I don't give a shit. As long as the price is right, I'll use this sex doll if you want to use this sex doll. And he goes, but how is it to fuck? And I go, yo, I didn't fuck the doll. Like, I didn't fuck the doll. Like, it's, you know, whatever. And he goes, ah, come on, kid. You need to
come
fuck
on,
the
kid.
You need to fuck the doll. And at this point, I realize he's trying to drive the price up on me for this movie by saying that, like, oh, my God, this is the best sexual experience I've ever had. I was like, hey, bro, it's just a plastic doll with a hole in it. Like,
that's weird.
I could be anywhere.
You probably have a better chance of actually getting Tara Patrick to fuck.
That's what I said. That's what I said to him. I was like, dude, for the quote that you're offering, we could probably just get her on the in the movie, and we could fuck her live in the movie for this. And he was just like, ah, no, these dolls are going to change the game. It's going to be revolutionary. I will say this. She was the first porn star to have a fucking sex doll. Congratulations. But I could not see any adult male banging this doll and saying it was the best sexual experience of their lives. I just can't. So I'm sorry to you.
Yeah, Tara Patrick was actually married. I think she might still be, but at one point she got married to a bass player of a forget what band it was a rock band. And so she stopped doing any kind of scenes with anyone outside of her own marriage. It was just him and other girls. That's the only other thing. And the dude was not hung well. He was not great. He wasn't a good looking dude. Anything. I was like, dude, what a weird ass situation that is.
So wait. Rock, I'll take this conversation then a step further. I think the guy that was negotiating this was her husband.
Oh my God. I bet it was. If I remember correctly, he was starting to run, like pretty much take care of her business.
All of it. And like, at the time, I think it was her boyfriend. But I think they later on got married, so I think it's the same fucking dude who was pimping her sex. Oh, you gotta fuck this doll,
dude. Like, I wish I remember his.
I know. But you know the voice I'm talking about, and you can picture the guy, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
Funny, dude.
Come on, kid.
Come on, kid.
Fuck this doll. Come on. Just fuck this doll.
Watch you fuck this doll. In the military, do you guys have any dolls overseas?
No, dude, there's guys that brought flashlights and shit. I don't think anyone actually brings a doll. Dude, because you're in such a small space.
Yeah, it's too tight, right? That kind of stuff still, you would never do that shit.
Yeah, and that's kind of a personal thing. Most guys will fucking hide it. Some guys don't hide it. They'll fucking just show it to the world. So, you know, if someone had a flashlight, I think I've known of like 3 or 4 dudes that maybe brought one with them. Dude.
Okay. I've never owned one.
All right. Because the reason I ask is this guy was pimping him out. He was like, we've sent him to the military. And I was like, come on. And
I've never bought or owned a fleshlight. I just fuck borrowed ones.
God.
What?
Hey, the guy's name is Evan fucking Seinfeld or some shit like that. He's from Biohazard. That's who he played. That's who he was in.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
No, I was kidding. That was a joke about the Ultimate Finish.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Fuck use fleshlights.
You've done it. Never. I kind of think you've done it though, Jared.
No, I have not.
You got real low on that. No, I have not. You've done it, haven't you? When your voice drops down like that, you've done it. You fucking did it.
No, I haven't.
Whose was it? And did you clean it?
I didn't do it.
You did. You fucking did, dude.
The only time I've ever done it was the Ultimate Finish one.
Oh God.
Well, I mean, it was just sitting there.
Tell the audience what the Ultimate Finish was, by the way.
It's an old video that we made where we made a contraption that attached to the bottom of a rifle, and as you fired it, you could
jerk off at the same time.
With the fleshlight.
And is this video on YouTube, Facebook? Where can people
YouTube,
view this?
Facebook. It's on YouTube. It's called the Ultimate Finish.
Okay, good. Yeah. So go to this video. That way you can see what it is, and then you can also see that Jared made somebody drink out of this after he used it.
No, I didn't make anybody drink out of anything. Right?
Same one.
It used to just sit around in the office, and then some fucking crazies were like, oh, let's take a shot out of it. And I was just like,
oh you're fucking joking. Who did that?
I don't remember.
I don't know. We're not going to even say if we did. That's gross. You're going to ruin someone's fucking life.
Or not. Look, you know, enhance somebody's life. Maybe they came out.
Maybe they like.
Yeah.
You just turned somebody gay.
Maybe Jared turned somebody for the first time ever. No, you know?
I've already done that. I had a girlfriend that later became, you know, full les.
Well, oh, God. Did you still talk to her?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Wait, I'm not going to say her name.
Man, I'm not going to lie to you. So I kind of did the same thing, but then the girl ended up turning right back.
No, she definitely didn't turn back.
Wait, what? What? How does she turn back?
Oh, dude, it was weird. Like, she kind of went right after us, she went the gay way, and which is cool. And she was about to get married, and then she found out that her girl was cheating on her. So then she ended up just kind of breaking down and got, like, you know, just stayed single for a little bit. And then eventually found an amazing dude and got married to him. So it was kind of a weird time in her life.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
What about you, Jared? What happened to your lesbian sitch?
You know, I went to visit her because she was still in college. And
what college?
NC State, actually.
Wait, it's in New Mexico or?
No, NC State.
Oh, NC State. Shit. Yeah.
So I stayed a week with her. Everything was pretty chill. Another person I grew up with, I knew for a long time. Everything was pretty chill. And then about the second to last night I was there, she lived with like five other girls. Everybody was hanging out and partying, and she just kind of disappeared. And like after like 3 hours, I was like, hey, where did she go? And her roommate's like, I think I know where she is. So we go like wandering around the apartment complex, and she's like, wait out here. And her roommate leaves, and then she comes back. She's like, yeah, she's with the captain of the cheers squad right now. I wouldn't go up there. I was like, okay. So I went back to...
No fucking way.
I went back to the room. I had all my stuff. Like, I'd brought in my computer so I could edit and work because I was going to be there for a week. So, like,
at NC State?
Room.
You were at NC State?
Yeah.
Holy shit. And, so where did you stay for the week?
In her apartment. She had like a four-bedroom apartment with four.
No fucking way. So what did you say to her when she got home?
Well, she came through the door. I was listening to Flogging Molly, and she like.
Of course you were. Any fucking 90s band you were listening to.
I was literally just sitting there fucking working on something. I was like, you know, wondering if I was going to bring it up or whatever. And she just like barrels through the door. She's like, turn this fucking Irish bullshit off. And like she was wasted.
You're kidding me.
No.
Do you remember which song it was? Was it the...
Oh, yeah. No. It was called Far Away, Me Boy. It was about the...
That's a good one. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's about the railroad.
One. That is a good one.
Yeah. So, like, it was just playing softly while I'm working. Like, oh, I worked on the railroad for 2 pins a day. And she just rolls through the door, like, turn this fucking Irish bullshit off. She's wasted.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. Fuck. I was just kind of like a beaten dog right then. I was like, okay, I know that you're just doing something weird. You're hammered. And now you're being a douche to me. Whatever. All right, I'm going to bed. And like we woke up the next morning. She kind of acted like tried to play it off like I wouldn't bring it up or anything. And then I just started packing my stuff. I left the day early. I was just like, all right, I just got to go.
So, okay, let's back up a few steps here. Let's dance together on this one.
All right, we'll dance together.
When she came through the door, did you say, hey, I know you
Let
were-
Let me smell your vagina.
Fucking, yeah, exactly. I know you were fucking another girl. Did she smell like pussy? Like, what was the whole thing?
No, I just didn't acknowledge it, and I just packed up the next day, like- At around 8 in the morning, all the girls were still asleep and everything.
Why didn't you acknowledge it, though, is the question. Were you embarrassed?
I just didn't feel it. Well, kind of. Like, I had driven close to, like, 10 hours to see her. Like, and I was excited for that week and everything. And now this is how it was cresting and ending. Like, and but at that point, like, for me, this is after I had gotten a divorce and everything. And I was just kind of like, I'm not even going to hinge on this. Like, why?
Really?
Why waste my time?
You didn't want to know. You didn't want to know.
Well, so then I left. On the drive back, I actually called another friend, and her and I ended up getting together like 6 hours later. I just stopped talking to her up at NC State. And then like the day later, she sent me kind of like an angry text, like, are you even going to talk to me? And I was like, no, you know, we're good. Like, and then about, I would say 8 months ago, ran into some of her friends, at the Range 15 premiere, and they were
no
like,
shut
you know,
the
like,
fuck
she's,
up.
She switched over fully to girls. Like, and I was like, oh shit.
God, what did you do to
Yeah.
Her?
What did you do, know. Jared? Like,
I
what was
know.
Your,
did you moan like a girl the whole time? She got turned on by that?
No.
Oh, it was good. Jared, what?
I mean, that is pure insanity, by the way.
Dude, that's fucking life. Shit
I
happens,
know,
right?
you
like,
know,
whatever.
You don't, Again, I do, you know, weird
you don't blame yourself. You don't blame yourself.
I don't know. I don't know if I was
blamed. I wouldn't blame yourself. You haven't turned anyone else gay, have you?
No.
Well, then you're good.
I don't think so.
There's always one weirdo in the group.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, I mean, again, she played. I'm not going to release that information.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was always question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody on the outside was like,
sometimes
when I said I was dating her, they were like, I thought that girl was a lesbian.
Right. I've been with someone.
I was
like that.
Why would you say that? Yeah. Why would you think that?
What do you mean? Oh, the fact she wears basketball shorts everywhere and a messy bun. Yeah. Fuck,
playing man. A little this?
Yeah. But yeah.
Play a little this, a little bit of that.
Playing a little this.
I mean,
if she got the captain of NC State's cheer squad, like, I mean, fuck,
that's a
honor.
Score, dude.
That's a
why
big,
wasn't I
that's
invited?
A big one. That's
why
a big
wasn't
one.
I invited?
Go Wolfpack. Go Wolfpack.
I've known her for years. I've known her for fucking years. If you know that's the route you're going, at least hey, shoot me an invite.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
Hey, listen,
like
we're
I've got a boyfriend.
Yeah, I've got a boyfriend, but hey. Last hurrah, we invite him in. Then we all happily fucking shake hands. Maybe do that hell yeah.
Smack each other in the butt, take a good game.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that drive home would have been way cooler had I just had a threesome.
Look, dude, you're such a pussy. I would have said, listen, it's fine. We're done. I get it. We're done.
Yeah.
Let's go back over there and let's just have one last fucking bam. And she would have been like, fuck, you're right. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not.
I know. No, like, I've noticed. I've grown into that now.
Right.
Like the...
Yeah.
The if you just start demanding shit, I mean, it's like 60-40.
Yeah, like, but I've always been scared to do shit like that too, so.
Yeah.
But wait, so what happened to your situation, Rocco?
No, I'm just saying as a kid I've always been. What do you mean, which one? The girl that she's now married to another dude? That one or just being scared to fucking say something?
Yeah.
I think like early on in my life, like I said, I was one of the latest bloomers out of all my buddies, and so it was always because I was dude, I had invited to fucking prom my freshman year by the fucking captain of the fucking cheerleading squad.
Boom.
He was a senior. And I was like, she calls me on the phone, tells me, I look at my mom, look at my sister, look at my other sister, and my brother's there. And I'm just like, well, now I'm scared. And I said, hey, I got to take out the trash. And I hung up on her. Like I got chores to do. I'm scared out of my mind because what the fuck am I going to do? I don't know anything about my fucking dick. I don't know anything about what am I supposed to do to a senior.
So you didn't go to prom?
Fuck no. Then the next year, the next year's captain fucking asked me too. And I just said the same thing. Like, sorry, I'm
no
busy.
Way.
And I kept denying people because I'm so fucking scared. It wasn't the fact that they weren't attracted. It wasn't the fact that I wasn't interested. It was 100% the fact that I was scared out of my goddamn mind.
Well, there was this chick around town in Florida when I was there that everybody always tried, but no one could get. And we were all partying at my place once. And literally, like, I was just weird. I was playing music. Everybody was having a good time. I walked up to her and just said, if you don't have your clothes off and are not in my room by 11 tonight, you shouldn't even be in this house anymore at that point.
Jesus.
And I just walked away.
What?
Because like I was just fucking off. Like I wasn't like
oh,
I wasn't being serious.
But you won't ask the lesbian girl like, hey, where were you tonight?
Was,
but the other
like
girl
two
like,
years
hey,
later. This was,
you're going
this,
full Tom Cruise movie with her.
This
fucking...
was a year. This is about a year later, and I went aggressive, and I walked off not thinking anything of it. 11 p.m. I get the text. I'm in your room. And I just went.
I was at what for?
I just looked around and
did
I was
I
like,
leave
guys,
something?
Party's over for me. Let yourselves out. I'll see you later. And fucking ran back.
No, dude. So I fucking didn't start like being more confident until after I graduated high school. I think from high school to junior college, I started like kind of like that's when me and that girl were kind of like on and off, and it was just weird. And then eventually, I was like, I'm not afraid to talk to anyone. Like I don't give a shit. And so there was this one girl in one of my junior colleges that everyone was in love with. And I was just kind of like, well, whatever, I'll hit on her because no one else would go up to this girl. She was a beautiful woman, and no one would talk to her. And so I had no clue what I was going to say. I just went up to her and was like, hey, once I get enough cans, once I recycle enough cans, can I take you on a date? And she was like, what the fuck was that?
Recycle was like, enough cans,
yeah.
Dude.
And I was like, and you know, we're in LA. They give you
yeah,
a,
yeah, yeah.
A
they
lot
give
of
you 5 cents.
A,
yeah,
right.
5 cents.
And so
a,
she
yeah.
laughed, and then like a month later, she showed up. And she goes, so did you collect enough cans? I was like, oh, you really wanted to go on a date? She was like, yeah. I was like, cool. We ended up becoming friends. Nothing ever just turned from that. But 100%, that shit worked out really freaking good. Jared is fucking driving crazy. Pizza burger. What the fuck are you so...
Hot dogs!
That's really fucking funny, man.
No, but yeah, dude. So just the willingness to engage was... She was like, look, no one ever comes up to me. No one ever says hi to me because everyone's intimidated, dude. And so just the willingness to engage was enough for me to get, you know, a date. And like we became friends. And like I said, she was real cool. Nothing ever came of that because
friends.
So they got someone else pregnant.
Finger friends. Finger friends.
Nah, Jared. Who has a finger nothing. Friend?
Jared, there is a cold place in hell reserved for you right
what?
Now.
What?
I know. He's asking girls friends. Get naked. I'm just asking girls on dates.
Who has a finger friend?
What the hell is that?
Oh, you know what that one? Is. You know exactly what that is.
You never had one, Rocco?
Jeez, no. I'm good. Oh, jeez. Is this Drink Bro of the Week yet?
No, it's not, Rocco. We're not even close to it. I'm gonna bail you out of this. I'll go into my past a little bit. I was actually the opposite. I was super confident. A lot of people ask, like, hey dude, were you always like this as a kid? Yeah, I was. I really was. And then, like, as you get older, you learn, like, oh, shit, maybe you should be more sensitive to shit. So there was that element of it. Because, I did crazy shit. I was the youngest to go to prom, senior prom. So I was the opposite of you. When the senior called, I was a sophomore. There was only two sophomores that went to prom, and it was me and this other dude. Brett Sheely is his name. We're still friends to this day. And it was fucking awesome.
Brett can back the fuck off. You're my friend.
Brett married a high school sweetheart, so they're still together. Like, yeah.
Boring.
Yeah, exactly. loser. No. They're good to go, but Rocco, you missed out because I'm gonna. Yeah, it was a fucking blast, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot on that prom. I'm not going to say what it was, but I learned a lot on that prom.
That's what I was scared of.
Yes.
Learning anything.
So I was just like, oh, shit. Like, dude, people are getting... Because, like, at that time in 10th grade, I wasn't a big drinker or any of that stuff. Like, I didn't know that existed. I think I just got in my car. It was like my birthday's in February, so, like, I was, like, the later end of the class who got the car. Yeah. So, all my friends who were like, oh, dude, I got a fucking September birthday. They were rocking it like 6 months earlier than me. And they were, you know, going out with girls, hanging out. And I was just like, oh, shit, can I catch a ride? Like that type of shit where it was like, all right, fuck you. Once I got my car, like at the end of 10th grade, I was like, good to go. Fuck you guys. Yeah, fuck you guys. Like it was on at that point. But I always had this extreme confidence in myself, and then it obviously only got crazier. But I was grateful that I went to that prom, because at that prom, like, I'd saw a lot of shit that I didn't know about, where I was like, oh, man, people are getting fucked up, like drinking. Like, I didn't know that was a thing, and that you could operate the next day. Because I'd seen, like, after-school specials where it was like, drinking's bad. You're going to, you know, throw yourself off the roof of a building or... Yeah. Or getting a car crash.
That's the difference with me is I've been drinking since I was fucking 14.
See, like, I had not.
I was going to these parties because my sister was a senior when I was in junior high. And then when I got into high school, everyone knew who my sister was. She's like, she was just a popular chick. And so everyone's like, oh, your sister, dude, hey, there's a party here. And so these dudes would pick me up as a fucking freshman. I go to these parties and drink.
So you were killing it. You were killing
right?
it.
Right. So I had a lot of the attention already as a cool kid because I was going to these parties and drinking, but I would never touch a fucking female, dude. I was scared out of my mind. Like, my mind was a female's going to ruin my baseball career, which, you know, essentially did.
See, for me, it was the exact opposite. I wasn't worried about the girls. I was worried about the drinking and the other bad shit because I had heard so many stories beforehand that it was like, oh, fuck. I'm going to fuck up my life if I have a beer. and then later on, I was like, oh, shit. All right, cool. Yeah, I'm gonna grab a 12-pack and a pack of smokes.
I'm going to grab some Tequiza and maybe a Zima.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I still don't like the flavor of beer. I just like to get drunk.
Oh, exactly. Or a Bartles and James. Yeah, I want a Mad Dog 2020. Or a Bartles and James. Yeah.
Dude, I remember buying that.
Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm was for my ex-wife, man.
Boone's Farm in Georgia was fucking straight life, son.
North Carolina crazy on it.
Oh, dude.
Oh, man, I fucked up.
Playing King's Cup and those fucking games.
Never have I ever.
Oh my god.
Dude, Boone's
fucked
Farm.
My gym teacher.
Dude, Boone's Farm, Zima, all that shit was real fucking life, dude. Real life.
Dude, so funny.
Bartles life and James, so- all that shit was real life. Like I remember real quick here before we get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. I remember a buddy of mine. He had never gotten drunk before. He was like, Ross, he was one of those super serious athletes. And I'm sure you were the same, Rocco, where it was like, I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to fuck up my career. And it was like, in hindsight, my buddy just wasn't that good to go to, like, to ever play college sports, you know? And we all knew it, except for he didn't. And then like one night he was like, man, I see you having fun with all these girls and all this shit. He was like, I want to do it. I want to get drunk one night. All right. And I was like, all right, cool. I was like, what do you want to drink? You want to drink beer? You want to drink whatever? And he was like, no, man, I guess it's a little too hard for me. I want to drink Boone's Farm. And I was like, all right, cool. So I got him this Strawberry Hill. Because he liked
Strawberry
the taste.
Hill.
Yeah. He liked the taste of Strawberry Hill. And then I was like, look, man, it'll probably take you this bottle, but you'll definitely feel it after this bottle. And he was like, man, I don't know. This just tastes so good. Like, I'm not real sure. And I was like, well, if you've never drank it before, you'll probably get fucked up off the Strawberry Hill. So I give him the Strawberry Hill. We go to this lake, and we're at this lake party. And he drinks this whole...
Son with Boone's Farm.
Yeah.
So he drinks this whole bottle of a Strawberry Hill. He starts making out with different girls, which he never did before. He's trashed at this point, right? So later on in the night, like, and we're camping, we're outside, we're by this lake, and like, you know, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, hey man, has anybody seen X? I'm not gonna say what his name is, but I was like,
deep throat and bratwurst.
No, and it was like, hey man, I think I saw him over by that picnic table over there. It was about 100 yards away, and I was like, and I see some legs like hanging out underneath the picnic table, and I was like, oh, all right, cool. I'm gonna go look for him. So I walk and I get about 40 yards and I see a flag ripped in half of Japan. It was a flag of Japan. One side of it is completely clean. The other side of this flag of Japan, it's got a giant brown smear through it. Like somebody just shit themselves and wiped their ass with it. So I look out on this lake and I was like, where the fuck did this flag of Japan come from? I look out on the lake and there's a bunch of flags on this boat and this flag is ripped down from this thing. And I was like, oh my God, somebody did this. maybe it's my buddy. So I keep walking and I get closer to the picnic table. I see that it definitely is my friend at this point. He's got shit smeared on his ass and he's buck naked lying underneath the picnic table. And it was all from this bottle of Boone's Farm, Strawberry Hill. And I wake him up and I'm like, hey man, hey, wake the fuck up. Like, are you all right? And he goes, oh man, I feel terrible. I'm real fucked up, man. I just need to go home. And I was like, why are you naked? And he goes, man, I couldn't find a place to shit. We're in the middle of the woods. There's no porta potties here. I shit on a guy's boat and then I used his flag to wipe my ass. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I think my parents are going to be angry at me. And I was like, no, nobody's parents are going to be mad at you, but I think the people of Japan are going to be real pissed if they ever find out about this. So
oh my God.
I get him in the car. I drive him home. He stinks like shit. It's like an hour and 20 minute drive back to Alpharetta, Georgia. And to this day, he took a shit in the middle of the woods or on a boat, actually, and wiped his ass with a half a flag of Japan and then slept underneath buck naked on a park bench.
Whatever happened to those girls he was making out with?
He goes,
gone,
I'm
gone,
never drinking
gone
again.
Oh God, gone. And no lie, I don't think he drank again the rest of high school because of this.
Oh my God.
Because of what had happened.
No girls
to him.
For him, huh?
No, none. Yeah, none. No, so no, funny, no girls dude. For him. I'm still friends with him to this day. He married somebody hot and he's got a great life, so good for him. But to whoever's boat that was in Georgia, who's missing the flag of Japan. One, I don't know why you were flying it. Two, the reason why it was ripped down and ripped in half with shit stains on it the next day is because my buddy drank a bottle of Strawberry Hill Boone's Farm. And with that, we're going to get to the drinking bro of the week. Because I don't know where else to go from that. It was submitted by a guy named Jim Lawson. He submitted a girl who was the most kick-ass bro-ed of the week. My amazing friend Kelsey is a deputy in Nevada. She's an amazing mom of twin girls and a cancer survivor. She's a fighter through and through, and was just a badass chick. Not to mention, she drinks Black Rifle coffee every single night at work. Let's give this badass chick a cheers from all of us. Absolutely. Oh. Cheers.
Hell yeah. Cheers.
Cheers. That is a great story to Kelsey. Cheers for being a deputy. Cheers for drinking Black Rifle coffee. I'm tripping over my words here. The Strike Force vodka has got to me tonight.
Strike Force vodka. Now that you're in your house, Ross.
Yeah.
Now that we can do this, in the comfort of our own homes, I can get Jared really the poo.
I know, it's dangerous.
You missed the poo.
I did. But you missed the poo. When I read that, I was like, that is the funniest fucking thing.
What? They were getting mad that I was laying on the fucking floor.
Oh, Jared.
Jared the poo. Hey, Rocco, here's the other thing you missed. Because we taped the 100th episode in that house in Denver. It was an Airbnb. So not only did somebody, two strangers, fucking an Airbnb, and we recorded a live podcast on it. But then Jared got drunk and just laid on this floor and rolled around like a fat poo bear, for just rubbing his belly, spilling vodka all over this guy's carpet. Nose,
spilling it all over myself.
Jared, this is no lie. Like, I've been checking for like every day since we've left, like the Airbnb reviews, just to make sure this guy didn't fuck up my shit. Luckily, he knows nothing about it and everything's fine. But I'm sure someone later down the road will out this of like, oh, hey, man, people fucked in this house. What? What do you mean?
No, we should just publish that address. And be like, if you're going to Denver, make sure you stay at this Airbnb. Send your photos of you in the room.
It can be like a memorial, like where Jim Morrison died. Like, oh, hey, this is where the two strangers fucked on Drinking Bros.
We should have left a photo of us.
No, someone should just make a placard and just fucking dig it deep in that goddamn front yard to the move.
Yeah. like this is the spot.
Yeah.
It'd be so good. This was a fun one, kids. Holy shit. That story about the fucking, because by the way, for the people at home, like a lot of these people they write in, they were like, hey, do you guys write these stories out beforehand? Do you guys know what you're going to talk about?
Man.
No, we don't. Like a lot of the times we don't. So I was not prepared to.
We just roll with it.
Exactly. I was not prepared to tell the story about the.
Dude, I'm not prepared for half these stories. I leave here thinking like, shit, I can't believe
I know,
said this story.
I know.
You just feel guilty the next morning.
I know. Then they go out
you
to the world
for
and we're like,
oh,
hey,
fuck.
Like,
fuck.
I went from my mom
fuck.
Or someone from high school to be like, dude, you're a dick.
I know.
I can't wait for my mom to listen to 100. My mom's in for it on 97 and 100.
Oh boy, all of our moms are in for it on 100 and 97. Jesus, I don't want them hearing either of them. For anybody else who is still listening at this point, go to drinkingbrospodcast.com for all your t-shirt needs of the show. We've got Dicks Out for Harambe. We've got France Press Drinking Bros shirts. We've got France Presses you can drink out of, all of it. Grab some teas, support the show, support the kids so we can put our kids through college. For Mr. JT&T, Rocco, and Ross Patterson, we are out of here. Good night, everyone. JT&T is stuck. JT&T.
Bye. Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.